From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be, across the nation, around the world, I'm George Norrie, and welcome to Coast AM, and Happy New Year. Open lines this half hour before we bring in a bevy of predictors, starting with Joe Jacobs. I call him the intuitive one. Paul Guercio, he heads up the Merlin Project with George Hart. The numbers lady, Glynis McCants, joins us tonight, as does Dr. Lewis Turry. Intuitive remote viewer Sean David Morton, astrologer Susan Miller, and futurist Gerald Celente as we talk about predicting things for the next year or so. So make sure you're part of Coast to Coast AM. Good to be with you. We're still into our little vacation mode this week, so I'll be doing a few programs for you. And then Art, who has returned to the high desert, will be filling in for me, as well as Ian. And then everything gets back to normal next week. I'll be back in Los Angeles. And there won't be any more weekly time off until 6 months at least. So it'll be straight through for you. Well, here's some news of the day. In Denver, Denver Broncos cornerback Darrent Williams was shot and killed in a drive-by shooting early Monday. His limousine sprayed with bullets in downtown Denver. A team spokesman said police called him about 3 o'clock in the morning from the scene and told him 3 people had been shot, and that the 24-year-old Williams had been killed. His death came hours after the Denver Broncos were eliminated from the playoff race. A little after 2 a.m., a white Hummer limousine was fired on from a vehicle that pulled up alongside of them. As many as a dozen bullet holes were visible on the driver's side of the vehicle. One window was blown out. 4 others had bullet holes in them. 3 people in the limo were taken to the hospital. Rescuers found the smoldering wreckage of a Boeing 737 of an Indonesian jetliner that went missing during a storm. Officials said 90 people were killed, but 12 survived in the country's second disaster in days. Monday's crash followed on the heels of the sinking of a passenger ferry late on Friday in Indonesia's Java Sea that left 400 people dead or missing. The U.S. military has announced its 3,000th fatality from the Iraq War. On Monday, the military said 2 soldiers were killed Sunday in an explosion in a province north of Baghdad, bringing the death toll to 3,002. The U.S. military death toll includes 7 civilians working for the Department of Defense. More than 22,000 other U.S. troops have been wounded in Iraq since the war began nearly 4 years ago. The war has also claimed the lives of about 250 Allied troops, most of them British, and estimates of Iraqi dead range from 50,000 to several hundred thousand people. And the Iraqi government has launched an inquiry into how guards filmed and taunted Saddam Hussein on the gallows during his execution into a televised spectacle that apparently has inflamed some sectarian anger. A senior Iraqi official says that the U.S. ambassador tried to persuade the prime minister not to rush into hanging the former president just 4 days after his appeal was turned down, urging the government just to wait another 2 weeks or so. President Bush and First Lady Laura Bush paid their respects Monday to Gerald R. Ford, joining thousands of ordinary Americans, just like us, and saying goodbye to the former president. Mr. Bush and his wife visited the Capitol on the 3rd day of mourning there for Ford, who died at 93. 2 of President Ford's children stood in the rotunda greeting people who came to pay last respects to their father. Scientists have discovered that an enormous ice shelf broke off an island in the Canadian Arctic last year, and they say it could be the sign of more global warming. It said that this is the largest break in 25 years. It is 25 square miles. It's huge. Scientists in China say they can predict earthquakes by observing behavior in snakes. The officials at the Earthquake Bureau monitor snake farms via a 24-hour internet video link. The researchers claim the snakes can sense a quake from 75 miles away up to 5 days before it happens. They simply say when an earthquake is about to occur, snakes will move out of their nests even in the cold of winter. And if the earthquake is a big one, the snake will smash into walls while trying to escape. Another terrorist attack, a warmer planet, death, destruction from a natural disaster. Well, these are among some of Americans' grim predictions for the United States in 2007. But on a brighter note, only a minority of people think the United States will go to war with Iran or North Korea over the country's nuclear ambitions. An overwhelming majority thinks Congress will raise the federal minimum wage. A third sees hope for a cure to cancer. They're just among the findings of an Associated Press AOL News poll that asked Americans to gaze into their crystal balls and contemplate what 2007 holds for the country. Well, the Chicago Tribune has picked up a story that we had on November 15th with Peter Davenport from the National UFO Reporting Center. It's also a hot story we've listed for you again on the coasttocoastam.com website. It has to do with some kind of an object or UFO spotted over the skies of Chicago over O'Hare International Airport. A group of airline employees insist that they are pretty upset that their bosses or the government, nobody there is taking them seriously. They say a flying saucer-like object hovered low over O'Hare International for several minutes before bolting through thick clouds with such intense energy that it left an eerie hole in the overcast skies. Nobody really knows what it is, but nobody's really admitting that anything happened. But those witnesses said something did happen. Peter Davenport had the story for us right here on Coast to Coast on November 15th. Now, we've got open lines for you. West of the Rockies, 800-618-8255. East of the Rockies, 800-825-5033. First-time caller line is 818-501-4721. The wild card line is 818-501-4109. And I promised a listener by the name of Jim, who hails from St. Louis, that his best friend I shall say hello to for him as part of a Christmas gift. His name is Mike Meyer. He listens religiously to Coast AM. So we'll be back in a moment. Open lines at least this half hour. I'm George Norrie. This is Coast to Coast AM. All right, everybody out here in St. Louis, they were all asking me, so what are your New Year's resolutions going to be, George, this year, 2007? And I told them I don't make New Year's resolutions. I do whatever I have to do at that moment. I don't wait a year for it. I don't wait for the new year to start. If you want to change something in your life, if you want to better yourself, don't wait. Just do it. And I've always done it that way. Let's go to the phones. West of the Rockies, you're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, this is Wendy calling from Saratoga.
Happy New Year, Wendy.
Happy New Year. I absolutely love your program and think you're terrific, so thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I wanted to ask you what you thought of the visit by the aliens into Chicago. What was the purpose of their visit?
Well, nobody really knows. You know, we had that story on November 15th with Peter Davenport, as I had just mentioned. It's a very strange story. And let me tell you, the bizarre part of the story isn't that a number of witnesses saw an object. A lot of people see that. The great part of this story is that this object, whatever it was, hovered and then went bursting through the clouds, leaving an eerie trail as it went away. That's a story. Something happened out there. There was an object out there. And I don't know of any man-made object that would hover and then do that. Do you? Very strange. East of the Rockies, you're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hey, George. Happy New Year. How are you
doing? Thank you. Doing great. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Indianapolis.
Well, take it away. What's up?
I was wondering if you've ever heard of anything like this. Anytime that I smell roses and cannot find them, someone that I know or somebody that's close to me dies.
Yes, I get a lot of stories like that. Is people especially who have a favorite cologne or perfume or a favorite flower, and if they've passed on, family members tend to smell those things. And so it does happen. Now, in your particular case, how soon and how often does it happen?
Every time that it's happened, or every time that someone close to me has passed on, I've smelled roses, which the scent doesn't change. It's always roses. And it's happened every single time. Now, the stronger the scent of the roses, the sooner the death is going to be. But my wife has even witnessed this.
Now, do you know who might die? Do you have any idea when that happens? You just know someone's going to die.
Once in a while, I'll have a feeling who it is. My aunt passed about 2 years ago this January, and she had been in a little bit of bad health, was going to be having surgery. And I smelled the roses and called to check on her and see how she was doing. And they had told me that she was having back pains and was in the bathroom vomiting. And I said, well, get her to the hospital. She's having a heart attack.
Oh, my God.
And it was about 10 minutes after that that she had finally passed.
Has this happened to you since you were a child? Or did you just develop it later on in life?
The first time I experienced it was in 1990. I was about 7 years old whenever my uncle died. That was the first time I lost somebody close to me. And I had just been going on all day to my dad because I was staying the weekend with him. My parents are divorced.
Okay.
And I kept asking him where the flowers were.
Oh,
and he
no.
couldn't understand what it was that I was talking about because there weren't any flowers of any kind in the house. And it was September. All the flowers outside had died. And it wasn't until later years that I realized that's what it was after I'd had the same experience two or three times. And I'd researched trying to find anything similar to it, and the closest thing I could find was the old wives' tale of the Death Watch beetle.
Yeah, you have a gift. There's no doubt about this. And, you know, you need to perfect it even more. You might be able to help people. I know it's kind of difficult to go up to someone and say, look, I have a feeling you're sick or, you know, you could die. I mean, that if anybody came up to me and said that, I'd go, you know, whoa. But you may be able to tell people that. You might be able to help them before something happens.
Which, so far, I haven't been able to predict other people, but it's just one of those things that it's almost like an afterthought. As soon as I smell the roses, I start trying to figure out who it is.
Yeah, I mean, it's a gift. Use it. And somebody's given it to you. Wild Card Line, welcome to the program. You're on the air on Coast to Coast.
Hello there. Happy New Year, George.
Well, thank you so much.
This is Wes in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And I had one of the first calls in last year, so this has now become a two-year event. But the reason for my call is, as I said last year, the number of my name is 666, and I am the Antichrist.
Oh, that's, I remember you, Les. You are the Antichrist. You.
And I said I would call back first show this year to give you the schedule under which I will review my true identity of the world.
All right, I can handle that schedule, Les. What's going on?
Well, we have three predictions that are confirmable. I can give them all three to you or just an oversight of them. They involve three individuals who are, two of who are full-time radio personalities. The third one is known on radio as a regular contributor.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the scenario under which their lives will be affected. The first one is Laura Schlesinger. And on her next birthday, which I only know to be within the first 2 weeks of January, she will receive a gift that she has been praying for years, which is the ability to sing.
And will she publicize this so we'll know you were accurate here?
It'll become very evident because it will be given to her on the day of her birthday at the moment of her birth.
Now, this sounds kind of enlightening, though, Les, and I would have thought that the Antichrist would not make a prediction that seemed to be so fun, I guess.
Well, the situation that I am in, I was anointed to be the Antichrist in ruling in 1977, you might say I abdicated my throne and have lived in this in-between stage for the last 37 years.
The devil get very upset with you because of that?
If I described to you the affliction I've been under for the last 6 weeks, you'd be very convinced that he's not happy with me.
Are fighting this. You're fighting this evil, I take it, Les.
From 1992, in 1992, I became fully aware of my situation. I really didn't understand what had been happening in my life up to that time. When I was a student in 1967, I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior. But I wandered off into the life of the backslider and got involved in the occult and was living with what I later found out to be in the area of the center of witchcraft in the United States.
Now, were you developed as the Antichrist? Because, you know, forgive me for a moment here, but I mean, are you the product of like a Rosemary's Baby where your father is the devil and your mother is a human being?
You know, I can explain that more fully after I confirm to you the veracity of what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason that these predictions that I'm giving you, I think, should be allowed to stand first. In other words, I can make all kinds of statements.
Claims and statements, sure.
But from my perspective, and actually the safety of some people close to me, I would rather see
Why can't you give us the predictions less that are so effective for people as opposed to whether Laura Schlesinger is going to be singing? Is there anything out there?
Because what needs to, well, the third prediction will begin the second half of the tribulation period. The day that the third prediction is complete will begin the second 3.5 years of tribulation. And we will then, as a race on earth, have 3.5 years to decide whether we want to continue the lives we've been living or whether we will.
All right, and when's that going to happen, Russ? Is that going to happen this year?
Yes, it is. It'll happen in the first part of April during the Passover season.
All right.
And the confirmation will come when the third person is healed in a miraculous fashion that has never happened before in the history of mankind.
And who might that person be, Les?
I will give you that name after the first and second predictions come true. And that is, again, for their safety. But I can tell you that it's an individual who has borne severe affliction for many years, and they will be healed in a two-part healing. Half of their affliction will be removed at the moment, consistent with the death of the Messiah, and the second half of the healing will transpire at the moment of the Messiah's resurrection.
All right. Well, I assume you're going to get back to us, Les. You're going to fill us in on whether these other predictions come true, and if the Antichrist has a computer, why don't you email us some more information on yourself? But I trust we'll get to hear from you a little sooner than another year from now. The Antichrist, he calls himself, but he seems pretty benevolent. Strange. He's been fighting it. Well, let's go to our first-time caller line. We've got a few moments for you. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Yeah, George?
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, hey, Chris calling from Las Vegas.
What's going on? That place was hopping this weekend, wasn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. I have a prediction for you.
All right.
And, I had a dream about two nights ago of three mountain ranges. I didn't know what they were at first. They were all kind of tied together, you know, and then I come to find out were the Three Sisters Mountains. I had saw a photo online and
sure.
realized it. And they had erupted in my dream, the North Sister, I believe it was. And, I saw the pictures of those mountains, and then I knew those were the ones. And so I just one erupting about three nights ago. So I think that might happen.
Well, let's keep an eye on that one, Christopher.
Yeah, they're pretty active volcanoes up there in Oregon, and I have heard numerous other people up on the show talk about volcano disasters up there in the Northwest, and just might add to those predictions.
Okay, Chris, thanks. Appreciate you being part of Coast to Coast. If you need to email me, that's george@coasttocoastam.com. I've got a whole slew of them after taking a couple days off last week, so I will get to you as quickly as I can. We're going to do that again this week, too. We're in like a two-week holiday schedule. I don't like to take all my vacation days. That's why I only took a couple days last week, and I'll take a couple days this week. I wanted to be at least able to give you a live show on Christmas night and New Year's night, as we are doing right now. I'll be back in a moment as we start our list of predictors with the first one, as I call the intuitive one, Joseph Jacobs. So he's next on Coast to Coast AM. Well, on our program tomorrow, we're going to have special open lines for you. We're going to be playing some snippets from some outrageous and strange events that occurred during the year on Coast to Coast. We'll play some of those for you. And also take your calls because of the vacation day coming up this Friday. I wanted to do open lines with you this week, and this was my only opportunity. So we will be doing that. Many of you received the After Dark newsletter as a Christmas present over the week. And now it's time for you to take care of yourself. We're still giving away the double After Dark CD, the interview that Art did many years ago with the late Father Malachi Martin. Two separate shows, one pulled out of an old vault on exorcisms and possession. They're just great programs. Those are yours. Just pay a nominal shipping and handling fee. When you get an After Dark newsletter subscription, you call 1-888-727-5505 for that. That's 1-888-727-5505 or go online at coasttocoastam.com. And when we return, the intuitive one, Joseph Jacobs, joins us on Coast to Coast AM. Joseph Jacobs, internationally known psychic, he has counseled, 20,000 plus people since 1982. Joseph was a pre-production consultant on NBC's The Other Side. He has hosted his own cable program, heard on more than 900 radio stations. He has written a newspaper column and various articles. He is our special guest, regular contributor to Coast AM. Hello, Joseph. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, George. And I wish you and the whole family, I mean, the whole Coast to Coast family, it is a family. And I think that's why people felt a little bit out of it when Art was in the Philippines. This is one big family. I wish you all a wonderful and happy and loving year. This is a year where we need to open up our hearts.
I think we need to do that almost every year as well, Joseph.
Yeah, absolutely, but even more so this year.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. How do you assess psychically 2006 as you look back at that year?
Well, I did mention that there were going to be lots of demonstrations, and we saw some an unusual amount of demonstrations. I mean, you can usually expect the French to demonstrate, and they certainly did. But we saw demonstrations that changed government and affected government in Hungary, in Kyrgyzstan, in Nepal. And certainly Los Angeles saw 500,000 people appear downtown regarding immigration. And I think one of the immigration issues is we could use the cannon fodder and confuse the voting situation by messing up in that situation. I also mentioned that Bush was going to have a rough year and changes mid-year in staff, and that Blair was going to think about retiring. I saw problems in Israel in the late summer and fall. Japan reorganizing. It's got a new prime minister. As I mentioned to you 3 years ago, Iraq was going to be a Pandora's box.
Well, you know, as I was going over the past predictions of everybody who's going to be on the program tonight, Joseph, it was a very accurate year for those of you who make predictions. I think maybe more so than most past years. I think I'm right. Why am I right?
Well, I think we're all getting more psychic. In fact, this is going to be one of the positive aspects of this coming year is a greater growth in psychic awareness. I also kind of stuck my psychic neck out when we were doing the recording or the taping or the filming of the prediction show in November of 2005 for January. And you would ask me about UFOs. I think there's going to be a lot more information this coming year about UFOs.
There seem to be more dramatic cases starting to pop up again, and it's been a long time since we had those kinds of cases with good witnesses. We just talked about the one that was spotted over O'Hare International in Chicago, a story we had on in November. It's now leaking around the mainstream media. And
that's going to open up wide this coming year, and I'm glad I stuck my neck out, by the way, over a year ago. And by the way, This is my 25th year. Today is my 25th year when I decided to become a professional. And I've done over 20,000 readings since then after 20 years of study and research and exploration and puttering around in the mystical world. And so this is my 25th anniversary today.
Well, happy anniversary.
This is our 10th anniversary, actually.
Yes, it is. Can you believe it? How quickly the time flies by, Joseph.
Yeah, and I did predict 10 years ago that in 5 years you were going to start to be big time.
Yeah, you did make that prediction.
Yes,
yeah, you did. You made that on my local show.
By the way, I was listening to Art Bell's prediction shows the last two nights.
Yeah.
And I think it was amazing. Why have professionals on? There were some very, very keen predictions on those two shows.
I think people are tapping
really
into what I've always called the wireless internet out there. And you don't have to be a professional psychic to tap into it, as you well know. I mean, I have always called you more of an intuitive counselor because you have this uncanny knack for helping people through problems. You're a counselor in addition to your psychic abilities.
Absolutely. That's what I do. I'm always a little bit uncomfortable with making world statements, but my greatest comfort is in helping people with their career, relationships, and whatnot.
So as we look into 2007, because I really don't want to go beyond that tonight, overall, for us as a nation, that affects the pulse of all of us, what kind of a year are we going to have, Joseph?
Well, you know, I tend to be the Pollyanna on Coast to Coast. I tend to be positive. I tend to not try, you know, I'm sort of an antidote to Dr. Doom.
Yeah, you are.
But I do see this as a bit of a heavy year. Last year was a year where if you were good, you'd be okay, and if you were bad, you'd get hit hard. This year, even more so. And I think we're going to see some very, very heavy times worldwide from July through September.
We had a very docile overall weather season this year. We did not have the hurricanes as they had predicted. How do you see the weather?
It was the quiet before the storm. It was the quiet before the storm. There are going to be many casualties as a result of climate and as a result of war and terrorism. This is going to be a heavy year, but it's a year where not only our compassion but a kind of universality needs to develop, where people begin to work together or destroy each other. And so you're going to see a very active United Nations, for instance, and a very active Pope Benedict also. Working to heal the world the way his predecessor worked to heal the world also.
I am a believer that we all can time travel through our minds. We can travel into time and see the future, alter the future, fix things if you react to that gut, to that instinct. And not all of us do. I mean, there have been times in my life, and I still do this, where my instincts tell me one thing by this time-traveling technique, and I come back and do something else. And I know the outcome already, Joseph. I know what's going to happen.
Yes,
yet I go ahead and do it. I don't change it. I should have. And I always get burned when that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we, when we have this incredible ability, why don't we fix it? Why don't we react to it?
We are of two minds. You know, we have an animal mind, which is about survival, and it's the mind of lust and greed and jealousy, and it's all those things, those emotions which help us to protect ourselves from danger. Too much of that is what normative religion would call evil or sinful. But you know, without lust, there'd be no babies. Without greed, there'd be no corporations and employment. And so we very often listen to the loud voice within, the animal voice, and we don't listen to the psychic voice. I know, you know, you walk into a party and you see somebody attractive across the room and you say, that person's trouble. And the next thing you know, you're telling jokes and you forget. And 3 months later, you're crying on the pillow, you know?
Saying that I knew that person was trouble.
Exactly. So we all need to take some more quiet time. I'm really glad that you're taking some vacation time. you work too hard. And it's really important to have those quiet moments. We all need to do that. And our it's when we can be intuitive about our investments. It's the way we can be intuitive about our relationships. We need to go inward more. We're very much a materialistic, externalized kind of a country, and we need to get more internal and more intuitive, all of us. And we're going to see an expansion of intuition this year. And the U.S. Economy is going to hit a bit of a wall January 31st through March 24th, and next October also, September, October, but it holidays look okay. Next December looks okay as far as at least as far as the economy is concerned. North Korea looks, and it's interesting, Bin Laden somehow is involved with North Korea around the end of June through August sometime. There's a little bit of saber rattling right around that time. Florida looks like it's got some problems in September and October also.
How about Castro? Do you see anything about him?
No, I haven't focused on him at all. I think he's a bye-bye gone conclusion. I don't think he's effective anymore, but I think opening doors with Cuba would be a wonderful thing. I think it would be wonderful for the Cuban Americans, and it would be good for Cuba as well. Israel's got some problems starting August 26th through October 17th also. And Japan may have some water difficulties August 15th, kind of the end of August, beginning of October. There could be some tsunami or some water problems right around then. And I'm seeing something strange in China, a belligerency coming out of China. The end of February into the beginning of April, there's some military activity going on in China right around that time.
Roll over their own people again or something?
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Hmm. You know, with what's been going on, I mean, this was an interesting year, 2006. Wasn't particularly a great year for so many people. You know, it was a strange year. So my feeling is that you believe 2007 is going to be even worse.
In many ways it is. It depends on our own consciousness. You know, being a psychic doesn't mean just making predictions. It means giving people the tools to work with to get through whatever they need to get through. I mean, I read myself. A lot of psychics can't do that. I know what's going on. It doesn't always make it easier when I'm going through a difficult time or through a health problem or whatever. It doesn't make it easier, but at least I can say, oh, well, okay, I know. I know what's going on, and I know how to deal with it. But if you come from love and compassion, if you come from an openness, if you seek to work more charitably this year, where there's going to be a call for people to help other people this year. And if you do, you're going to be okay. And if you open your heart to other people, people of other backgrounds and whatnot, if you look at your prejudices, if you let go of old bad habits, things are going to work out for you. If you don't, if you're caught in your habits and your addictions and your difficulties, this could be a very, very heavy year. And you know, so unless America makes some changes in its foreign policy, it's going to be a heavy year for America.
I did something kind of strange this year for Christmas, Joseph. Rather than give out gifts, aside from helping, you know, your family members and people like that, I gave out gifts to help people that I knew who had some problems and they needed those problems fixed. So what I did this Christmas was the gift I gave them was the ability to help them solve that particular problem. I mean, there were like five people involved, and they each had their own situation. I'm not going to get into it because it's personal for them. But I helped them in whatever way I could to fix those problems that they couldn't do on their own.
Yes.
If you knew what the problems were, you'd figure out why.
And very often my wife and I will donate in the name of someone, and rather than giving them a present, we're saying, hey, we're donating for the Alzheimer's or we're donating for heart disease or cancer in your name, which is also a very good thing to do.
Well, but
it's very giving, very loving people. It's just that we've had some evil people involved in our politics of recent.
This was, for me, doing it the way I did, was the most heartwarming Christmas I think I have ever had. And I don't need a lot from people other than, you know, they're caring. That's what I want. I mean, that's what I feed on. But in
you're going to have an ever-expanding popularity, by the way. And it's not just because of your goodness, but because of the quality of the show and its outreach and its focusing on really important issues. I mean, it's the only radio show that's got any really important issues on AM, on commercial radio, is this show. I'm addicted as millions of people are. And
I was out to dinner tonight, and I finally did something that I normally don't do. I was at a table having a quick little dinner by myself, getting ready for the program, and the table over, a man and a woman, and they were talking about Coast to Coast. And, you know, they said, God, we just can't wait to get back and listen. And George is from St. Louis. Isn't that cool? And I finally said, you know what, normally I would just do what I do and leave, right? Mm-hmm. I had, this time I went up to the table and introduced myself. I normally never do that. And I got a kick out of doing that. That was fun to do that. You know, it's just a little acknowledgement that this program that Art developed and that I've been doing is growing by leaps and bounds.
You've been getting out more to the public. I mean, what you do very often is in a cell, you know?
Or a cave,
and kind of working electronically and connected. But you've been out there more, and that's been good for us. It's been good for you.
Well, we're going to do more of that in Tucson. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be in Austin, Texas, the end of January, and you know we're going to just pinpoint more places to go. But Joseph, to you, my friend, with a few moments that we have left. I hope you and your family have a delightful new year. You to me are like a guardian angel. When you came into my life a long time ago, you have no idea, you do now, how much I needed to talk with you about some personal aspects in my life. And you have not only been great on this program, because I get emails about you every time you're on a program, but you are a breath of fresh air for people, and I think you're a guardian angel, Joseph. I really do. You're my Clarence.
I'm just a guy who has an ability. That's all. But I'll tell you, you've been my guardian angel, and we are all messages to each other. We're all angels. We're all rough diamonds that have come into this. Our souls have come into this life to get refined. And you know, one of the things that I do in my readings is say, okay, this is what you're here to refine. You know, this is what you're here to work on. But it takes work. This will be a year of work. This will be a year of compassion. This will be a year of greater love potential and letting go of old junk.
What's your website, Joseph?
It's 800cself.com, same as my phone number. It's 800cself.com or 800-733-7353.
Very good. Joseph, we look forward to talking to you in the year ahead.
Me too. God bless.
Joseph Jacobs. Now, up next, each half hour, we're going to be bringing in a psychic or someone who's intuitive or an astrologer. Up next is Paul Gersio. Paul works with Dr. George Hart. They head up the Merlin Project, a computer. We'll very briefly have Paul tell you about that, those of you who are brand new. An incredible computer program that predicts timelines for the future. Absolutely amazing. I'm George Norrie, back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM.